everybody. I'm McCall Jeffers. I have a TV show which comes out of Sardis. It's eponymously named, so it's called McCall Jeffers. I also write for several websites which specialize in theater, including my favorite, which is Total Theater. I'm here today talking with Dave Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
Here on the 13th annual Total Theater Tony Show, talking to someone who's been with us a couple of times already and very, very thrilled to have her back, especially because she's a very good critic, fun to read her work, and I know this personally because she writes for TotalTheater.com. She also has been doing a TV show for about 25 years now. You can see it on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. It's called McCall Jeffers, because that's her name. She is a member of the Drama Desk, the Outer Critics Circle, and the American Theater Critics Association. So let us welcome back to the neighborhood, McCall Jeffers. Hello, McCall.
Hi, Dave. Thank you. That was a great intro.
Well, thank you so much for joining us once again. And let me ask you, what did you think of the season on Broadway as a whole?
I thought it was a very good season. I really enjoyed it. As everybody who's covering these things knows, I wish that they didn't put every show opening at exactly the same time.
So do you get kind of burned out when you're seeing five or six shows a week for 3-4 weeks at a time?
I do, because I don't live in the city proper, and so a lot of it for me is going back and forth from my house in northern Westchester. And especially if you get caught in traffic and you're thinking, oh, Lord, I've got to be there at 7:30, it can be a little stressful.
Well, I used to commute from Long Island, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and being reliant on the LIRR schedule to try and get home on like a 10:30 train instead of an 11:15 train and all of that. But let me ask you, and this is a question I got asked a lot, is when you're seeing that many shows in a given week and you don't have time to write a review the day of or the day after a show and they pile up a little bit, is it hard to keep them straight? Is your mind on the most recent only?
Okay, I'll tell you. The thing is, I don't do that. If I know I'm going to be seeing a show the next day, I really clear time so that I can focus on that. What gets difficult for me is I do what we call double headers, since it's easier going in and out of the city.
Sure.
So I'm doing two shows on one day, and I find that writing two reviews can be hard, because if you don't care and you slop them together, it's one thing, but I really want them to be intelligent and entertaining, so I try to make a space. I'll tell you, a few years ago, I was doing literally 8 shows a week. It was when I was much younger.
I've been there.
I will never forget, there was a show called Wonderful Tennessee that was like my 8th show of the week, and I sat down and I saw the first 10 minutes, and then the next thing I knew, the show was over.
I hate to tell you, but I saw Wonderful Tennessee. It was a Brian Friel play, one of his last, and I fell asleep. It wasn't just you. It was a boring friggin' play.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because at that point I thought, you know what, this is not working that great for me.
Well, what works great for us is to have you back in the neighborhood on our Tony Show talking about lead actor in a play on Broadway. And the nominees are Dennis Arndt for Heisenberg, Chris Cooper in A Doll's House Part 2, Corey Hawkins in 6 Degrees of Separation, Kevin Kline in Present Laughter, and Jefferson Mays in Oslo. McCall Jeffers, your thoughts on these nominees?
Well, gee, I have completely different nominees. I don't know where you got that. Kidding, only kidding. Only kidding.
Okay.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, all right. Go for it.
All right. What strikes me about, first of all, this is an incredible field. All of these guys were absolutely brilliant. But also, it seems to me as if every single one of them has something in his favor and something that is not in his favor.
Ooh.
I'll tell you who really knocked me out was Corey Hawkins, because I had never seen him work before. I really had no anticipation of what he could do. He plays Paul in 6 Degrees, the con artist who is pretending to be Sidney Poitier's son. Now, if this were today, of course, everybody would immediately Google Sidney Poitier and find out he has 6 daughters and he doesn't have any sons. But this was before that. So we have to really depend on the fact that the guy who comes in playing Paul is so charming, so intelligent, so high energy that people just get sucked into this whole whirlpool of his story. And I think there couldn't be anybody who is better than Corey Hawkins. He also has some incredibly long monologues. If you sit there listening to him, you're not that aware of it because he breaks it down beautifully. But when you go back and you think about it, you think, holy cats, how did he do that?
So what do you think of some of the other nominees, like Dennis Arndt and Heisenberg?
The thing about Dennis Arndt that was really fun for me, because, again, I wasn't familiar with his work. This is his Broadway debut. He's, I think, 77 years old. He was absolutely brilliant. It was a much more subtle performance. Corey Hawkins had a much more flashy performance. But this is what knocked me out. Along with his brilliant work with Mary Louise Parker, I went through his playbill, Dave, and this is what I found. This is what it means to be a working actor. He started listing the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and also work in Portland. Then he was in Seattle, Arizona, Houston, Washington, D.C., Kansas City, L.A., and Chicago. And that's what it is to be a working actor. It's not a settled life. It's not an easy life. I think people get very hung up on what I call red carpet reality. The cameras are flashing and you're standing there with Angelina Jolie. But that isn't it. And I'm so excited that he finally has a chance to be on Broadway and to be recognized because he's mesmerizing.
And what about Chris Cooper, who is a movie actor, best known for that? Is he making his debut in A Doll's House, or was he on Broadway many, many years ago?
Well, you know, he was in theater in New York. I don't want to say it was Broadway because I'm not sure, but I know that he has had experience on the stage. He's doing A Doll's House Part 2 and playing Torvald. The thing about Chris Cooper that's fascinating, he is one of my favorite actors. I love him, love him, love him, but I don't think he comes across as well on stage as he does on film. He's just a much more internal actor. There's a brilliant movie called Lone Star, which for some reason he doesn't list in his bio, but I would recommend Lone Star to anybody who is interested in acting, and you can see the work that he does there. He's one of these actors, when you see him on film, he doesn't even need dialogue because he's so perfect. His Torvald is wounded, unable to get on with his life. He works beautifully with Laurie Metcalf. I really think that people are not seeing him at his best. Oh, here, I wrote a note that said Broadway debut almost 40 years ago. So, yes, I guess he was on Broadway.
Now, what about Jefferson Mays in Oslo?
Okay, Jefferson Mays. He is very much of a cult favorite. He is so good. Again, this is not that flashy a part. This is about a Norwegian couple who initiated peace talks between Israelis and the PLO in the 1990s. It was called the Oslo Accords. And he has a wonderful relationship with Jennifer Ely, who is also absolutely brilliant. What I found fascinating about Jefferson Mays is that he lists his awards, which I think is so great. He won a Tony for I Am My Own Wife, but he also won Drama Desk, Obie, Outer Critics Circle, Helen Hayes, which is Washington, D.C., Elliot Norton, which is Boston, yay, Lucille Lortel, Theater World, Drama League, and the Jefferson Helpman Award, which I have never heard of.
There's a certain lack of humility in listing every award you've won, but at the same time, it's kind of cool that he acknowledges all these regional theater.
I think it's wonderful, and I would love to know more about how he got this award from Australia, the Jefferson Helpman. That kind of is fascinating me.
How did you like Jefferson Mays in Oslo?
Right. I loved his work because he keeps up this tremendous tension, which is underlying what he's projecting, which is a calm exterior. And that's very difficult for an actor to do. You kind of can't take your eyes off him because you think that he's, any minute, that violin string is going to break and he's going to go nuts because he's surrounded by so much tension. And the way that he brings out the humor in these very much opposing forces, and he gets them to connect as human beings on a personal level, he does that so well, and I'm not sure how many actors would actually be able to put that across. So, yeah, he's terrific.
Now, there's one more whom people would probably say is the favorite, Kevin Klein. He's certainly a nostalgic and audience favorite in Noel Coward's Present Laughter.
Okay, big problem with Kevin Klein. Makes it look too easy.
Okay.
Seriously, you know, he is so effortless. He's so great at a physical comedy. You watch him and you think, oh, well, you know, how hard can it be? And if you take apart the script and what he has to do, it's tremendously difficult because he plays this totally egocentric, aging matinee idol, and he does it with such warmth and such charm that you can't possibly dislike this guy. It was originally done with Noel Coward playing the role of Gary Essendine, which is what he plays, 1942. And of course, our sensibilities have changed since then. I don't think anybody was analyzing Noel Coward and saying that he had an ego problem, but nowadays we look at it, and when you see this guy who is such a ham and he's so in love, literally, with his own image, you have to be able to take it with a grain of salt. Plus, he is so handsome. If anything, Dave, he is better looking now than when we first saw him decades ago. He's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't know if you can give an award for that, but last question for you, McCall. If you were voting for the Tonys for lead actor in a play, would Corey Hawkins be your choice, or who would be your choice?
Corey Hawkins would have to be my choice because it's a very, very dramatic part. It's a very showy part. And even though these other guys are fantastic, he is out there and just giving everything, leaving it all on the stage. So he would have to be my choice.
And do you think the Tony voters will go with him or with Mays or Klein or Arndt or Cooper?
I think there's going to be a big split. I think the old guard will go for Kevin Klein. I think probably the younger people will go for Hawkins. And having said that, it makes it anybody's game.
Now, finishing our game here with McCall Jeffers, what was your favorite show of the whole season on, off, or off Broadway?
Come From Away.
Come From Away, the musical.
Everybody asks me, as they ask you, you know, what do you recommend? And I usually kind of hem and haw because, I don't know, it depends on your taste. But this show, I literally have been recommending to everybody. It's got such tremendous heart. The ensemble is absolutely perfect. It's so beautifully done. It has a fabulous message about being welcoming. You know, if someone comes from away, still, you treat them as a friend and as a guest. And I think we need to hear that message now, but to do it in such an entertaining manner is really spectacular.
Well, you have been an entertaining friend and guest of the neighborhood many times. And again, once more this year, we thank McCall Jeffers. Remember, you can see her TV show, McCall Jeffers, where she interviews celebrities. 25 years of your show and going strong. You can read her reviews in TotalTheater.com. McCall Jeffers, thank you once more for being with us on our Tony show and in the neighborhood.
Oh, it's my pleasure always, Dave. Thank you.